please turn in your Bibles to the book of Colossians. I would like to read from Colossians chapter 4. Colossians chapter 4. I would like to read just one verse of Scripture. I encourage you to read the book of Colossians. I love to take a book and just in one reading, and it usually doesn't take 30 or 40 minutes to read a book of the Bible, most of the books of the Bible. And you get a beautiful big picture when you look at the book in its entirety. I want to come to one of the last statements in Colossians chapter 4 and verse 17. And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it. Colossians chapter 4 and verse 17 again says, and say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it. I want us to talk about that word ministry tonight. If I were to ask you, Brother Andy, are you in the ministry? Yes. As we understand what the Word of God means when it talks about ministry or being a minister, the Word of God does not at all limit that to being a preacher, but rather every born-again child of God has, I'm going to say, not only one ministry, but you have a lot of different ministries in your life. The word minister means to be a servant. Some of my ministries are very short ministries. That is, I may have a ministry with an individual. That ministry may not last 15 minutes, and that's the last and only time that I see that person, and yet God put me in the presence of that person to in some way minister to them. There are those that minister in their vocations and in their occupation. I believe that every one of you, if you have a job somewhere that you go to, you have a ministry in that job. I believe that those of you that are children that are going to school and furthering your education, you have a ministry at school. You have a ministry as a child to your parents. All of you who are parents, you have a ministry to your children. My wife has a ministry to me. I have a ministry to her. All of us have many different ministries in our life. There are some primary and main ministries or services that God has called us to do. And that's, I think, what was primarily under consideration when the Apostle Paul, as he wrote to the saints at Colossae, and said to one particular person in the church, and say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it. Now, there are a lot of times, I think probably, there have been a lot of ministries, there have been a lot of occasions that God has called me to do something, and I have maybe even been there to do the work, but I did not fulfill the ministry. There are a lot of things going on in my life right now, and I pray that God will help me to realize that it's important that I fulfill every ministry, every work, every service that God has called me to do. It is important that I fulfill it, that is, that I finish that ministry. I'll give you an example I thought of today. I had a ministry at Baptist Village for about 18 years, that every once a week I went there and preached the Word of God and served the people of God there. And then I got very sick, and Brother David, God, I believe, called him to fulfill his ministry there. I believe that I fulfilled my ministry. Doesn't mean that I don't still go to Baptist Village. Doesn't mean that I don't still visit. But it does mean that the ministry that I had there after 18 years, that ministry was over. But then God sent someone else who was able to go there and preach and teach and serve the people of God there. The ministry of the people today, this afternoon, going to the nursing home, the young people that went there to sing, that was a ministry that we've set aside a time that you have the opportunity, all of us that have the ability to sing and make a joyful noise unto the Lord, especially those who have children, that is a ministry that you need to be involved in. It's a ministry that you may or may not be fulfilling that ministry. And I just want to encourage all of you that you would fulfill every ministry that God has for you to be doing. Those that drive the bus and go around to the nursing homes. That is one of the most important ministries that this church has, is to pick up the people in the nursing home. There are other people that just visit in the nursing home. That is an extremely important ministry that you have. The Trumpet of Truth ministry, all the work that goes in to compiling and editing and proofreading, and then all the labels and the packages and all that goes into getting the Trumpet of Truth magazines distributed every month, that takes a lot of hours of work. There are people that have committed themselves to that ministry, and they work hard in fulfilling their ministry. You see, you can fulfill one part of the ministry, but the ministry may be with you the rest of your life. Tonight, I have a ministry of preaching the word tonight. Now, that ministry that I'd better fulfill tonight, that's a ministry that can be fulfilled right now. And yet there is a long-term, this is one part of a long-term ministry that God has called me to here at the Waycross Primitive Baptist Church. So every day you parents have a ministry to work with your children, and yet it's a long-term ministry. We all have so many different ministries, and I just want us to understand that God is the one who has called us and given us these ministries, and you are a minister, and you need to be praying that God will help you to fulfill your ministry. I'm going to say that word ministry would include all the ministries that God has for you to do. Pray. Pray that God will help you as you try to fulfill your ministries. I want us to back up just a moment, and I know you know this passage by heart, but I want you to back up to Matthew 25, because these are some ministries. A lot of times people don't recognize these are ministries, but there are six ministries mentioned here in Matthew 25, beginning in verse 34, going through verse 40. And there are great blessings that come to those who fulfill these ministries. Now, I want to say that I believe that God has called every one of you in these six ministries. I don't believe that anyone who is a Christian has not been called to do the six ministries that are described here in Matthew 25, beginning in verse 34. And did you know the blessing that comes to the children of God who fulfill this ministry is that they enter into the kingdom of heaven? He says in Matthew 25, beginning in verse 34, please look in your Bibles. Matthew 25, beginning in verse 34, Jesus, the scripture says, Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Do you hear what they were going to enter into? It was not eternal heaven. It was inherit the what? Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. This is the kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom of God. It is described and defined in Romans 14:17 as righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. The Bible tells us this kingdom of heaven or kingdom of God is within us. The Bible tells us so much about the kingdom of heaven. That is the thrust of the message of the New Testament, is about the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus said to these people on his right hand, come, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Is there a period at the end of verse 34? Is there a period there, or is there a colon? That colon at the end of the verse means, here's the reasons that you enter the kingdom. He says, for I was in hungered, and ye gave me meat. Is that a ministry right there? I was in hungered, and ye gave me meat. Is that a ministry right there? That's a ministry. Let me just mention this. All of these people in the nursing home, did you know all of them have something that they really, really like to eat? There are all kinds of things. For example, I know one dear sister, I'm just going to mention some things that some that have gone home to be with the Lord. One of them really loved peas and black-eyed peas and fatback. It was a chunk of fat about 2 inches wide by 2 inches wide by about 4 inches long. And she would eat those black-eyed peas that you would take out there, and then she would take that fat back, and she would eat that. You might say, oh, that's going to kill her. Listen, she was 90 years old. She had been eating like that all of her life. They all have some food that if you'll just ask them what is their favorite food, they'll tell you, and you can start carrying that food and ministering to them. And I want you to remember, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And you're going to get tired if you're ever in a nursing home. You're going to get tired of that nursing home food. And if somebody will care enough about you just to go get a hamburger, just to bring you a bowl of peas, just to bring you something different, some home-cooked food, they will rejoice. And Jesus is pleased. And Jesus will say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You carried out, you fulfilled this ministry. Now, don't go do it one time and then talk about it for 20 years. You haven't fulfilled the ministry if you do something like that one time. You've got to keep on doing it in order to fulfill your ministry. As long as you live, there are many things that you can do over and over and over again. So he says, I was hungry and you gave me meat. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. Hospitality, taking people into your house. That's one of the things. That's a ministry. I was a stranger and you took, doesn't matter whether it's one meal or whether it's taking them in overnight, or sometimes people stay a week and sometimes people stay. My great aunt and uncle had a man that came to their house and he ended up staying there 25 years. Jack was his name. You know, that was a long time to take somebody in. And they did a lot like the Shunammite woman did about, was it Elisha or Elijah? Elisha, I believe. Elijah, one of those two. That Shunammite woman said to her husband, let's build us a little room. Let's add a little room on the wall of this house and put a table and a candle and a bed in there. They took that servant of God in. Servant of God, that mean minister, preacher? Does it have to be a preacher? Absolutely not. Though that man was a prophet of God, there are a lot of servants of God that you can take in. He says in verse 36, I was naked and ye clothed me. I was sick and ye visited me. What is pure religion? James 1, verse 27, the word of God says that pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit, to visit, to visit. And if we're not visiting, we are not fulfilling our ministry. I will say to everybody here, every able-bodied person here, that means everybody that's here, you have a responsibility to visit. Pure religion is to visit. And if you're not visiting, you're not fulfilling your ministry. And what Paul says in Colossians 4:17 to Archippus, he says, you take heed to the ministry that Jesus has told you to do and fulfill that ministry. Finish it. Isn't it a wonderful thing when you finish something? Those people that know how to build something, those people that know how to work on an engine, those people that know how to do all kinds of things, make a quilt, sew up a buttonhole, whatever it is that you can do, it's a blessing, it's a good feeling when you finish a task. And that's what this is talking about, is you be sure that you're fulfilling your ministry. I'm not going to go and read all of this. You're familiar with this passage of Scripture. Do you see that there's a lot of ministries that God has called you to do? And he says, you better take heed that you fulfill those ministries. Now, turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 10. I want you to notice this very carefully. Luke chapter 10, all of us know about Mary and Martha and Jesus going into their home. But there are several things that I think the Lord has shown me in studying this week that I haven't ever noticed before in particular. But in Luke chapter 10, let me ask you this. What do y'all think was Martha's main problem? Martha, Martha, thou art what? Cumbered about with what? Much serving. Thou art cumbered about with much serving. Did you know that serving comes from the exact same Greek word as ministry? Thou art cumbered about with much ministry. You have a lot of ministry. Well, now, according to Matthew 25, was feeding those people and taking them into your home, was that a ministry that God is well pleased with? I want you to know that there are some things that take precedence over other parts of your ministry. And one of the most important things that you're to ever do is that you're to sit at the feet of Jesus and hear the Word of God. If you ever miss the assembling of yourself in the house of God and say, well, I was visiting in the nursing home instead of going to church, then you're just like Martha. You're coming about with much serving. You're doing a ministry, but Jesus is just not pleased with that, because Jesus is to have you. You are to be in the house of God to hear the Word of God. Look now at Luke 10, beginning in verse 38. And now it came to pass as they went, that is Jesus and his other disciples, and that as they went, that he, that is Jesus, entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. Was that a ministry right there? She received him into her house. Does she fit the category of some of those mentioned in Matthew 25 that we just looked at? Was it a good thing for her to receive him into her house? Was it a good thing? Was it a good thing for her to prepare food for him? Yes, that was another part of the ministry that she was to fulfill. It's just that at that point in time, that was not the time to be cooking, because there was something else more important. You follow that? He says that she received Martha. You notice that? It doesn't say Mary. It says Martha received him into her house. Verse 39 says, and she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving. Again, that word serving, same as the word minister. Comes from the exact same, cumbered about with much ministering. And then the scripture says, and she came to him and said, Lord, that's Martha came to Jesus, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone, to minister alone? I'm ministering by myself. Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. One thing is more important. One part of your ministry is to hear the Word of God, to sit at the feet of Jesus. He says, one thing is needful, one thing is most important, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Mary, at this point in time, the most important thing for her to do was not to be preparing the meal. Could they have both sat at Jesus' feet and heard the Word of God? And then could they have both gone in and prepared the meal? Absolutely. They weren't going to starve to death. You see, there's two different ministries that we need to remember that you and I have a part of. One is taking care of people's body, feeding them, caring for them. And the other is taking care of people's soul. That's feeding them the Word of God. Both are important ministries. Turn in your Bibles to Acts chapter 6, and you'll see that both of those ministries are emphasized as a major part of the church. The ministry of feeding the body and the ministry of feeding the soul are both part of the ministry that you and I are to be engaged in. Acts chapter 6, beginning with verse 1. The Word of God says, and in those days when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, that's the Jews against the Gentiles, or Gentiles against the Jews, because their widows, that's the Gentile widows, were neglected in the daily, what's the next word? What's the last word? They were neglected in the daily what? Ministrations. What is that? What does the word minister mean? Serving. How are they being neglected in the serving? What is it they were not being served? What were they not being served? It's the food. It's the natural things. It was the material things that those women needed. And those widows were supposed to be cared for. And they were neglected in the daily ministration. That's things they needed for their body. Verse 2 says, then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the Word of God and serve or minister to tables. What do those 12 apostles tell us right there? The most important thing is not the food that we give to people. The natural food, the most important thing is the spiritual food. And there are those who have been given the job of feeding the flock of God, the pastors who are servants. Their number one job, my number one job, is to feed the flock of God, to feed them with spiritual food. You're to help me, and you do help me But, and you can feed people the Word of God. But I just want you to know that the disciples said here, the apostles said, we're not going to leave the ministry, the main ministry we've been called to do. We're not going to leave the ministry of preaching the Word in order to go minister to their tables. You follow that? Verse 3, wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the Word. Does everybody hear what their ministry, that number one ministry was? The number one ministry of deacons. In fact, the only scriptural work of deacons is to take care of widows. Nothing else in the Word of God other than take care of widows. It's not their responsibility to make sure the temperature is right. We think the deacon's responsible for this, that, and the other that don't have any scriptural authority for thinking that's his job. The ministry. What is my number one ministry, Brother Andy? Ministry of the what? Ministry of the Word. Preach the Word. What is Brother David's number one ministry? Taking care of widows, except on Wednesday morning and other times that he is ministering in the Word, that is his most important ministry at that time. Does everybody follow that? You're not to ever neglect Wednesday morning to go be taking care of widows. That's a ministry you have, and the ministry of the Word takes precedence over the ministry of the food. Very quickly, go to a couple of other scriptures. Look at Acts chapter 12. Acts chapter 12, verses 24 and 25. Please follow this. I've only got two or three other scriptures, but I want you to listen carefully because it's leading up to something very important. Acts chapter 12, verses 24 and 25. The scripture says, but the Word of God grew and multiplied. Isn't that a wonderful blessing for the Word of God to be growing and multiplying? Do you know why the Word of God was growing and multiplying? It's because the church was following the order that God gave them. Those that were to be ministering in the Word, they were being supported financially, and they were given that responsibility. Your number one works, feed the flock of God. Ministry of the Word. We'll take care of all these other things. You concentrate on the ministry of the Word. And so the Word of God grew and multiplied. Why? Because they followed God's order. That's, I believe, one reason the Lord has blessed this church, to multiply the Word of God. You realize the not only the trumpet of truth ministry, not only the preaching on the radio every week and the preaching here in the house of God, there are so many ways that the Word of God is multiplied. We were off air a couple of weeks. We got calls from all around this area, not just Waycross. They listen to it every week. It's absolutely amazing. I never get out in this community, hardly ever. Do I get out in the community and get around a lot of people that I don't have somebody say, oh, I know who you are. They said, I have a strange voice, and they can tell it's me from hearing me on the radio. They don't say, I have a strange voice. They said, a different voice or something. Different people say different things, but you understand. You hear the voice. You recognize the voice. That's a ministry. You know what's being multiplied? The Word of God is being multiplied. The Word of God grew and multiplied. Now, verse 25. We're in Acts 12, verse 25. And Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had, what's the next word? Fulfilled their what? Their ministry. What a wonderful thing. They could retire now. They had fulfilled their ministry. No, not their big ministry. One little part of their ministry, a ministry was for them to go and preach the word at Jerusalem. And then when they fulfilled that ministry, then they returned from Jerusalem. And when they had fulfilled their ministry, they took with them John, whose surname was Mark. You see, you've got short-term ministries, and you have long-term ministries. I have a ministry right now, but I'll have lots of times this week that I'll be teaching and preaching the Word of God. And I want to say this, how much I appreciate a church that most of you know that I go to other places and I teach the Word of God. I have never heard anybody complain, say, we're not taking care of you to just take care of Waycross. Or just take care of this church. My job as a minister of the gospel is to work with this church primarily. You're my number one responsibility. But I've got a responsibility in this community. And I've got a responsibility everywhere God opens a door. And every door that opens is not of God. But everywhere God opens the door and burdens my heart to go, I better go teach and preach. And I thank God that you support me in that ministry of spreading the word of God. Lots of other scriptures. Let me go to 1 Corinthians chapter 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Listen carefully. While you're turning to 1 Corinthians 16, all of you know that God has given to us the ministry, to all of us, God has given the ministry of reconciliation. I'm not going to have time to get to that. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 18, that God has given to you and you and you the ministry of reconciliation. That is, I need to reconcile my way to God's way. I need to reconcile you to God. I'm talking about I need to work to convert you when you're going contrary to God's word. And I also have a responsibility, and you have a responsibility, to tell other people about the reconciliation that Jesus did 2,000 years ago when he reconciled us to God the Father. So God's given us all the ministry of reconciliation. Now, in closing, 1 Corinthians chapter 16, listen to verses 15 and 16. I try to work with people that are addicted to drugs and alcohol, and that's a very, very, very difficult thing. I don't have a lot of success with that. Working with somebody right now, and I ask you to pray that God will help me in working with them. It's a whole family is on the brink of destruction if God doesn't help this daddy to get over that. Do you understand? I beseech you, brethren, this is 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. I beseech you, brethren, ye know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. Isn't that wonderful? I just mentioned lots of addictions are terrible, but these saints of God addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. Now, what was that ministry of the saints? What was it limited to? Food, clothing, shelter, everything. Ministering everything the saints need. And all of them need different things, but you and I need to be addicted to the ministry that God has called us to, and we need to pray, God, help me to fulfill the work that you've given me to do, the ministry that you've put me in, is my prayer for Christ's sake.